stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody keep cool.
Everybody let's start a bike.
Don and Mike show.
Flying buddy.
Hello, RJ.
My.
Hello, Rob. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shania Spieth and all the ships at sea. Look at you two. Cute as wee little babies. Get in my belly.
Hey, John Drama and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
Oh, God.
Angelo, and thank you for listening coast to coast, nationwide, still, and who knows, maybe for all time, via Westwood One, darling.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here. That's why we're still, to this very day, calling your cotton picking Don and Mike show.
We aim to please.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike show.
Shortest show ever.
Don and Mike show.
It's ridiculous. We came into work today. We're going to be here 20 minutes and we're going to leave.
Ah, it's crazy. It's craziness.
That's our level of dedication, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course, it's because we care.
Still coming to you from the world's biggest latrine, WJFK, Washington, D.C. That's the radio station now. The general manager, Pinhead Ken Stevens. Many, many hideous skin tags on his face. He's rather deformed. Then you have Jeremy Coleman, Mark Anthony, the program director.
Yeah.
You know, bowl on his head. That's a haircut he's got.
That's right.
You know, like the Centurion.
Sure.
He is underneath his glass coffee table right now in the fetal position on the third floor of this radio station. Then you have Big Daddy Mel. He might as well be our daddy. Ruling the world from New York City and Black Rock. And, of course, our agent, Junior.
In my belly.
Junior Soprano.
Stay cool.
Stay cool. There is your chain of events. You know, we should have some kind of truncated opening on these shows
so that we don't eat up all our time.
Half of the time of the time we're going to be here
is just saying hello.
Junior, Missy, back of the van. Watch out, soccer moms. I have just whipped this thing out.
Oh!
Another perfectly executed over this big-time major market radio show. Yes, still with Westwood One.
Yes, we are.
Still on 61 stations. Still with 5 million kooky, crazy, Arbitron-rated listeners.
Crazy listeners, copyrighted speech.
And for that, we're very thankful. Here he is, my left and to your right, of course. Ultra-sensitive nipples. You know him as Buzz Girdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Okay, well, welcome to the shortest show ever.
Yeah. My God.
This is going to be a one-break show we do today.
Wow. Yes, yes, we have some traveling to do.
Mm-hmm. But let this be an indication of our dedication.
That is correct.
To you.
Right.
Right?
And we could have just gone right to the airport, but
no, we're coming in at least to one break,
right,
to tell you that we're here in control now, gentlemen.
Everything is fine here now.
We are alive.
Right.
We will be getting on the airplane, and tomorrow at this time we will be speaking to you live via satellite from Sacramento.
Yes, it's a very exciting moment for the show because we have been waiting to go out to Sacramento to do a Las Vegas-style show for a long time. We know the people out there have waited for a long time for us to do a show like mm-hmm. this, and we're very excited.
So tomorrow when we get there, now our engineer, Mr. Wendell, he's already in Northern California.
Right.
He also has the small, tiny Minai satellite
yes.
that we bring with us. We're going to be doing some of the show, very exciting, from the hotel.
Very exciting.
We love that.
And we know you like that, too.
We'll be doing some of the show from a moving automobile.
That's correct.
When we, at least the plan is mm-hmm. to drive past the Memorial Auditorium tomorrow on our way to the KHTK radio station.
That is correct.
All of that live on the air. And then by the time we get to the radio station, that should be about the time that Leah Remini Buddy's car
right.
should be pulling up because her plane arrives at about 1 o'clock West Coast time tomorrow.
Very excited about seeing Leah.
And then she'll be coming and she'll do the whole show with us tomorrow. And then we've got the Las Vegas style show. And it's going to be great. But because we have the most effed up travel agent in the world, we will be leaving very shortly for what appears to be a wagon train ride out to Sacramento. You know, to hear our travel agent, rather the travel agent that the station uses.
Right.
There are no such things as direct flights.
That's correct.
To Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Westward Ho.
You got to go to Dallas. And furthermore, you got to spend like 4 hours in Dallas before you can get on an airplane that takes you to Sacramento.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at the map. It seems to me it would be easier to go right from here, D.C., all the way on the right side
yeah.
to Sacramento all the way on the left side. But no, we got to go all the way down to the bottom
right.
to Dallas.
Right.
You see, it's 3 hours from here
right.
to Dallas.
Right. right.
Then we got to spend 3 hours in Dallas.
Yeah.
Then it's another 3 hours
sure.
from Dallas
right.
to Sacramento.
Absolutely.
Okay?
It's the most bass-ackwards plan I have ever heard of in my life.
We'll rectify that.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now as we speak, we're working on changing our reservations to see if we can maybe get, you know, one extra hour.
Yeah. I'm speaking up next time, though. I'm speaking up early in the process.
I told you. I'm not opposed to that.
I don't do that because when I do that, you know what I get when I do that? I'll say exactly what I get. When I say that to you, like, oh, come on. It'll be fine.
Well, you don't. Now, listen.
And so I don't even bother anymore.
You know the way I am. I never get uptight about the travel. I'm not uptight about traveling
yourself. You're upset about the schedule.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like I always say it's fine until the day of when I realize, you know, we're not going to get into Sacramento until East Coast time, close to 4 o'clock in the morning.
That is exactly right.
It's now East Coast time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
So we've got 12 hours until we arrive in Sacramento. Then we got to do a show from the radio station like 8 hours later and then do another show
right
4 hours later. Oh, and man, it's
crazy.
It's effed up.
It is totally
effed
up.
So anyway, we think we're on an earlier flight. Save ourselves an hour. We're here anyway. Want to let you know.
Save ourselves 2 hours.
We appreciate the fact that you're listening, and that's why we are here. San Antonio won the game last night. There will be no nose hairs plucked on today's show.
And let me tell you something. I looked at that highlight. And I'll tell you right now, I mean, they didn't just lose the game. If they play like this, then I'm going to be minus a nose here. And I know you won't do it in a friendly way.
No. And you know, on the first quarter last night,
right,
at one point the phone rang. It was for my wife, but I was positive it was you because the Knicks were up something like 5 or 6 points.
I glanced at it, but it was still basketball, and I didn't stay with it.
The Knicks were up. Phone rings. I swear to God, I picked it up and went, oh, hey, listen. That's how I picked the phone. F you, Charlie. And the woman goes, hello, I'd like to speak to Frida, please.
No,
I thought you were my friend, Charlie. Excuse me. You know, then I got into the whole thing. I said, I'm watching a basketball game, made a bet with my friend that somebody's going to get a nose hair pulled out.
You know, when I told my wife about the bet today, she said, the winner of the bet plucks a nose hair out of the other person's nose. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, that's the winner of the bet?
All right.
I said, we're using tweezers.
Today is the 17th of June, and our telephone number is 1-800-636-1067. Okay, let's dive into a couple of calls before we get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike.
Hey, Bundy.
How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Good. Doing great, thank you.
Good. Oh, how was your coffee this morning?
How's my coffee, though?
Yeah.
My coffee is great.
Oh, well, that's good.
Me.
Weird call. Weird.
Oh, get a grip. Listen,
why did you ask that question?
My husband and I went to see the Austin Powers movie last night.
Oh, so you're talking about when Austin Powers drinks the coffee that has poop in it. I thought you were actually concerned about my well-being, that my Stephen Cup of Joe this morning was a good one.
I thought she was, like, standing at your window, you know, looking through the bushes at you drinking a cup of coffee this morning.
Well, it was a good cup of coffee.
Well, I'm very glad.
Thank you.
Listen, guys.
Yes.
We have got a crisis on our hands here in South Carolina.
What is the crisis?
Well, we have this young man that is going to be having a birthday the first of next week.
Yeah.
And he's not really on the innocent side, but for his knowledge, he is. His name is Junior.
Okay, now, ma'am, on a normal show, we would have time to dissect this, but being as today, really, we're doing like a 20-minute show because we have to go to the airport.
And this is the second day in a row that we've gotten a call about this Junior guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody called yesterday and said he didn't know what nice bush was.
That's right.
Furry bush. That's right. But this guy is legit.
Oh, come on.
We really need your help.
All right, well, wish Junior a very happy birthday for it.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, this is another caller now. This is another lady. This is Kelly. Hello.
I have no crises.
Good, Kelly.
Well, actually, I do.
What?
I should rephrase myself. I live in California, Sacramento area, and I might make it tomorrow's show. I'm not sure if I'll get in because I live kind of far away from the station or the Memorial Auditorium.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to tell you that all of the people at that radio station in Sacramento should take the day off tomorrow because they're a bunch of SOBs.
Why are they a bunch of SOBs?
I called yesterday to tell the guy, or ask the guy, if I could get tickets any other way than going to, like, one of their bars they're giving them to.
Now, let me just ask you a second. When you say called the guy, did you call the disc jockey? Did you call the business line?
I called the main number.
Ah, the main number.
800 number, yeah.
Who did you speak to, do you know?
He didn't give his name, and I forgot to ask because I was a little PO'd when I got off.
Okay.
Well, anyhow, I asked him, is there any way that I can get tickets other than going to, like I said, the bar? He said I had to listen to the radio station. Honestly, I don't listen unless it's from 12 to 4 our time because I don't listen to any other shows on that program.
Thank you, baby.
So now I probably won't see you guys. So I just wanted to tell you, I hope you enjoy your Carl's Jr. when you're in California.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye now.
Goodbye now.
What was she saying?
I don't know. Two very disturbed women.
right out of the chute.
Two disturbed women.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God. Oh, look, how you doing?
Well, here's a friendly call. Here's a third disturbed woman calling us in a row.
Yes, why are you disturbed, ma'am?
I'm just good because I had a date last night.
You did? Did you really, Dennis?
Yeah, I met this girl, Christy, at Kiss, and we went out.
You know, I forgot to tell you, this is so funny yesterday. Remember when Dennis called in, and he called right after we had just got done with, Guess the Whoopi.
Right.
Yeah.
Which didn't go very well.
I know, and you got mad at me.
And Dennis called, as usual, at the wrong time.
So, terrible timing, as usual.
So I baited him right into his standard plug. I said, no, really, where are you going to be tonight? And just as Dennis started to say where he's going to be, I hung up on him.
It sounds like Dennis had a date last night, so all could not have been lost.
And we got a big laugh about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, do you know that Mike, our phone guy, said that after that, he received no less than 10 calls from people saying, hey, I didn't catch it. Where is Dennis going to be tonight? Right? And then he said, well, they hung up on him. And people were like, oh, why would they do that?
That's horrible.
What a horrible thing to say. So anyway.
Actually, I would say 100 people showed up, and I got to sell 30 shirts last night.
So 100 people showed up to the appearance, so you didn't promote on our show. So you did okay. What were they?
Well, KACK was promoting the hell out of
it. Oh, good. Good. Glad to hear it, Dennis.
I hope you all have a great flight.
Okay, what about your date last night?
Okay. Christy won some movie tickets, and I took the Zoki not
to. Who is Christy? Dennis, who's Christy?
This girl,
Dennis, did you hear me when I said that? What's the matter with you today?
Oh, no, I just woke up.
You just woke up? What do you mean you just woke up?
Well, you know, I didn't get home until around 1 o'clock West Coast time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, swinger.
What, 4 a.m.?
Swinger. Yeah.
No, it was a good time. She was so beautiful. She had this black dress on. Small dress. Oh, she was unbelievable.
How far did you get with her?
You know what? When I dropped her off, I wanted to kiss her on the lips, and she kissed me on the damn cheek.
Well, that's, I'm sure you're kind of accustomed to that, aren't you, Dennis?
Well, yeah, I'm accustomed to that. I had a great time. Christy, you're listening? I had a great time with you.
This is the girl that you picked up at your appearance last night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And are you doing another appearance tonight?
Oh, yes.
All right, really, where are you going to be tonight?
Oh, yeah, you don't
have enough. Come on, you can trust me. Where are you going to be?
It's an old joke. We're not going to
where are you going to be, Dennis?
At the Sports Corner Pub.
He got it out.
I wasn't fast enough.
He got out Sports Corner Pub.
I just wasn't. And now look what I've done. Now I've messed up the phone.
Oh, no.
I was so spastic trying to reach over and hang up on him. I hit that number that kills every single line.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. We're okay now.
Okay. Everything's fine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Is it raining down there?
Yes.
I hope that plane doesn't fly off the slip off the runway.
You're awful. All your helpers are here, Mike.
You are awful. You're a very cruel man.
Listen, that plane will be fine. Yeah. There's a very small chance it will die in a crash.
Very small chance.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, you know, yesterday I was talking about shaving.
Yes, shaving.
You forgot to mention when you're in the shower, you definitely got to hook up the sack.
Wait, you shave your balls?
And then he was gone.
I think that's exactly what he was talking about. You got to hook up the sack. Oh, I'm not coordinated enough. I don't know if I would
give myself the exam.
Give myself some kind of an injury.
I don't like to squeeze the melons, much less shave down there.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello. If you hadn't been so insistent on flying out of Nashville, you could have gone nonstop from Dallas.
Listen, dumbass, we are flying out of Dallas.
Well, United has flights there. You don't have to go through Dallas.
Okay, well, let me explain this to you, that, F you.
Perfect explanation.
Thank you. Hello.
Oh, God.
Don and Mike show. I'm telling you, we know that there are some nonstop flights available to Sacramento, but we have the most bass-ackwards travel agent that works booking these flights.
And there are no nonstops out of Washington. What it is basically just the connections are a little lengthy. That's the issue.
You got to go to Denver, or you got to go to Dallas. But
that's
basically,
right.
When we are flying somewhere to do a show,
yes,
they try to find the cheapest possible flight.
They do.
And if it means that it takes 12 hours to make a four-hour flight, and if it means that you have to spend 3 hours in Dallas,
right,
well, so be it.
That's it. They don't care about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Keith Jackson.
Oh, Nelly, let me tell you right now, the Crimson Tide, the Fighting Irish, and Notre Dame, the Boilermakers will do. It's going to be an incredible week in history. This is Keith Jackson. I retired, got all sorts of awards and accolades, and now I'm coming back, and let me tell you something, I'm going to come back bigger than ever. You see, bigger than ever, they're going to say, Keith Jackson, boy, after he retired, he was certainly bigger than ever.
What about South Carolina?
South Carolina Gamecocks. Let me see, the Cocks are looking good this year. You see, the Cocks are going to go all the way to the Rose Bowl. I'll tell you right now, this is Keith Jackson. Nothing I'd rather see than the Cocks in the Rose Bowl.
Hello, God of Life. Hello.
Get on that plane.
What?
I had a dream last night.
Settle down.
Okay.
If I had to crash, that'd be good publicity. I'm sure we get like front page coverage.
La la la.
I'll change the topic. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, the plane's gonna crash.
Oh, come on. Wait a minute.
Wow.
All right, here's Mike the TV boy. Hello. Yes. Oh, who is this, Harry? Are you there with Chance Armstrong King?
That was wrong.
This is a nice new development from Mike the TV boy.
How are you, Larry? How's it going with the baby?
Life isn't fair.
Put the baby in a drawer or something, Larry. I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right, good.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Hello?
I am a failure.
You're a huge failure, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it, man.
God, why'd you do this to me?
What are you talking about? How are you a failure?
Don?
Yes.
Are you a good father?
I think so. I try real hard. It's probably one of the only things I do well.
Do you enjoy that?
I love being a father.
No!
No, stop yelling at that baby.
Put that baby back in the drawer. Put that baby in the sock drawer.
And what do I do with it?
You take care of it, Larry, because you're a father.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that next, Charlie. We'll just do a call in to win right now. Yeah, we have a contest we have to do.
No.
Oh, listen,
no.
Now, are you...
No.
Are you disciplining the baby?
Are you a good father, Michael?
I'm a very good father. I love my children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they're wonderful, Larry, and you should take care of your baby, too.
We never put our kids in the sock drawer.
Never, not like you with your black socks.
No!
No. Put the baby back in the drawer, Larry.
That was wrong.
That was very wrong.
That was wrong.
All right, we got to go, Larry. Bye, Larry. We got to go take a 14-hour trip to Sacramento. All right, bye, Larry. Larry?
Wow.
Larry, that's good.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Very unpleasant.
I don't know either.
That was very unpleasant.
Okay, one more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Can't wait to see you out here in Sac.
Be there tomorrow.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to let you know, my buddy and I, our only claim to fame is that we were the first two people ever in line for Don and Mike here in 94. Can we play three hands of poker with you guys tomorrow night?
No. But yeah, sure. Come on, big party in Rob's room tomorrow night.
Hi, welcome everyone.
Come on, Don and Mike show.
Buongiorno, boys.
Hey.
Did you guys catch Tipper Gore last night?
Tipper Gore? No. Where was she?
On 2020.
Really?
But she had, did she have laryngitis? I read about that.
No, she was looking very much Lewinsky-esque.
Yeah, Tipper Gore's kind of a pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing, playing marbles?
No, just packages and boxes.
Packages and some boxes.
Packages and
some short end of the stick.
Short end of the stick there.
Package and boxes. Show. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. All right, really, this is the last call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Dennis again.
Oh, Dennis.
Dennis, stop it.
Why are you calling back? Okay.
All right.
The only thing that I had today
for you, really, on the show, well, I had a bunch of stuff, but I didn't know we were going to be doing a half-hour show today.
I read an article about foreign films.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know that Buzz has had stories about this before, about how movie titles get translated in other countries.
Oh, right.
And I got a great list. We'll leave you with this today. Like, our favorite movie of the last 10 years, There's Something About Mary.
Right.
In Poland, they retitled the movie For the Love of a Blonde.
Okay.
Okay. In France, they called it Mary at All Costs.
Very nice.
In Thailand,
right,
they called it My True Love Will Stand All Outrageous Events. In Hong Kong, the movie literally translated means Enjoy Yourself in the Game of Love.
Okay.
Now, there's other movies like this, too. In Hong Kong, the Cantonese title for Leaving Las Vegas, remember the movie,
right,
with Nicolas Cage?
Right.
That translated to I'm drunk and you're a prostitute. I'm not making these up. Field of Dreams, this is the title of Field of Dreams. Imaginary dead baseball players live in my cornfield.
There you go, yeah, make it clear.
Right. And The Crying Game, literally translated, the name of that movie was Oh No, My Girlfriend Has a Penis.
That's great.
Then there's Babe, and the Chinese people are the ones that have the funniest translations.
Yeah, because their language is so far away from ours.
Right. Babe, the movie about the pig,
right,
they translated it like this. The happy dumpling to be who talks and solves agricultural problems. Or let's say you wanted to go see My Best Friend's Wedding.
Right.
You'd be going to see Help, My Pretend Boyfriend is Gay. Maybe you want to see George of the Jungle. Big Dumb Monkey Man Keeps Whacking Tree with Genitals. I swear to God, these are true.
Oh, that's great.
Batman and Robin. Come to my cave and wear this rubber codpiece, cute boy. And then there's one last one. Pamela Anderson's movie, Barb Wire. The Chinese titled that movie, Delicate Orbs of Womanhood Bigger Than Your Head Can Hurt You. That's real. Those are all absolutely real.
Love those wacky Chinese.
Great. Well, it's been a grueling show today.
Ooh, let me tell you something. I'll say it off.
I don't know how we made it through today. Let's do it with a caller 100 here.
Good.
And this is a prize package selected especially for you. If you live in the D.C. and Baltimore area, okay?
What do we have? What do we have for them?
We have tickets to sit in the Sky Suite at MCI Center for 12 people,
mm-hmm,
to see Bad Company live on June 24th.
Man, you and 12 of your best friends.
Now, tickets are available by calling 202-432-SEED. You also win Patriot Harley-Davidson leather jackets, and all 12 people get Patriot Harley-Davidson prize packages.
Wow.
This is all courtesy of Patriot Harley-Davidson's Fairfax Grand Opening this Saturday from 10 till 5.
That is exciting.
I had grandiose plans for this, that we were going to do a dating game with, like,
right,
a single father and a woman, but
sure,
as it turns out, since we're taking a wagon train to Sacramento,
right,
you know, now it's just luck of the draw. Caller number 100.
Good luck to you.
And we got it for you if you're the 100th person to call. Good old Rob Spiewak.
Yay!
Because he'll be here playing the best of at 1-800-636-1067. Well, everybody, this was, you know what? This must be what it's like to be Regis and Kathy Lee.
Absolutely. That's what it is. It's, hey, we've got to, and they don't talk as much.
Right. You come in, you do one thing, then you go, okay, that's it.
That's
see
right.
you tomorrow, everybody.
We've enjoyed our time, and make it your time for a good time with that by all.
Until next time, thanks for your time. Time now, 33 past the hour. And we got to go to the airport and catch the airplane, so we will see you live tomorrow, mm-hmm, in Sacramento. Bye-bye, everybody. So long.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's right. Come on the show. We're positive he's a big load. He's been on the Extreme Gong Show on the Game Show Network.
Very exciting.
And he's working on a comic monologue of songs that would annoy Bill Clinton.
Oh, boy. For my money, you just can't beat the Clinton humor.
And cow's been milked, so we'll give him a couple seconds to see what he's all about. The guy's been dying to get on the show.
Hello, Diamond Mike.
Hey,
you knew we were calling. That's terrific.
How'd you know it was us?
Well, I have a call screener.
You have a call screener?
You mean caller ID?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm.
Hello. I got your number out here. You guys are the only people that I know in Virginia.
Yes. Hello, Lean Gene. How do you pronounce your last name, sir?
Slonimsky.
Slonimsky. Lean Gene Slonimsky. And tell us about your extensive resume on the Extreme Gong Show, please, sir.
I used to be homeless, and...
Really?
That's a shocker.
No, this was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the 80s.
In the go-go 80s, you were without a domicile.
You might as well say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did what I did on the Mark and Brian show, part of.
What?
I did a brief monologue called The Lighter Side of Being Homeless.
Uh-huh.
Based on my own experiences.
See, we don't like it when someone comes on our show and mentions another radio show.
I mean, that's a good way to tick us off right away. And we've had kind of a rough day to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
But, you know.
I don't want to mess it up for you.
Okay, Lean G. Well, go ahead.
But at any rate, I've also been on another time as a paid performer.
I bet you were a big hit on their show, weren't you?
Oh, they liked me.
Mm-hmm. Of course they did.
Yeah. Have you on more than once?
I'm probably going to go on in January.
Mm-hmm. No surprise. That's good. Well, I hope you enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the staff. They're really great people to work with.
So what are you working on now, Lean G?
And why did you call us?
Originally, I needed help with a monologue.
Is that all you needed help with?
I have a question. You're not really... Lean Gene is a joke, right? You're probably really not lean. Right?
I'm a big guy, yeah.
All right, hold on. Let's play a game to guess your weight.
I could be the answer to the Redskins' problems if I were a little younger.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and didn't have that terrible shaking problem.
All right, let's play a game to guess Lean Gene's weight. And please don't tell us that we all guess. I'm going to guess... 400. Mike?
I'm going to say 350.
Robbie?
I'm going to say 320.
Buzz?
I'll say 300.
This is like the Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
Lean right. Gene?
The actual person closest to his weight without going over.
Rob would be.
Yeah! Uh-huh. 320. 320? What's your current weight, Lean Gene?
I believe it's 330.
330?
330. And how tall would you be, sir?
6'1".
6'1". So you're a big man all around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So how did you get our number? How did you come across our show?
I called the guy who does radio for the Washington Post.
Yeah.
And told him I had a monologue, which I did last night.
Uh-huh.
A list of songs that President Clinton might find offensive.
Where'd you do that monologue? In the tub?
No, I did this monologue at a place called the Sacred Grounds in San Pedro.
So who'd you call about us? Who is it that I can thank for giving you our number?
You can thank Frank Ahans, I believe.
That son of a bitch. You know, that guy never writes anything good about us in the Washington Post. Yet you call him, and we got to be the guys whose phone number he gives you.
Okay.
Oh, that guy's a son of a bitch. He really is.
And we've never met him.
Okay.
And that's the first that's ever written that we've never met that we've called a son of a bitch. That's good.
Well, he treats us just like all the other radio reporters in the Post do.
You know, even though there hasn't been anything really, you know, related to the show in there, you know, what you can tell already. When I realize just for a moment how paranoid I might be sounding, and I'm going to stop.
That's okay. I'm right there with you.
I'm paranoid, buddy. Just do the crap
Post
that I read.
The Post hates us.
It'll never change.
So you called the guy at the Post. The Post hates us. Why would they give us your number?
Well,
or why would they give you our number? Why? In what context did you call this guy at the Post? What did you say to him? Who were you looking for?
Well, I told him I was looking for the local wise guys. I had on the radio. Every city has one.
Well, I think you've come to the right place.
The local wise guys.
Lean Gene, you've arrived.
Welcome.
Welcome. We are here.
The local wise guys. So, let us hear your comedy monologue.
We've been dying to hear it.
That you were working on of Bill Clinton.
Okay, I'm going to do two of them. This is a list of songs that...
Well, why don't you do the first one, and then maybe we'll decide if you do two of them.
But do it just like you would if you were actually on stage in front of people.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Bill Clinton's apology, what he should have said. My fellow Americans, there are three things you should know. Fooling around is an American tradition. Just like baseball, hot dogs, and purse snatchings.
This guy blows, man. Jesus.
Lying is American tradition. And sometimes I get horny. I went to Mrs. Clinton.
No doubt this guy's been a big hit on the Mark and Brian show.
Bieber,
absolutely.
And she screamed, "You want me to do what?" So I went to Monica Lewinsky, and she said, "I am happy to do whatever it takes to help my country."
This may be the first guy the crickets actually eat.
All right, keep going. We're loving this, Lean Gene. Very nice.
You're darn right I did it, and I'll do it again. And what that new Cambridge character said about Mrs. Clinton, his mother-in-law, it's true. She is a... Oh, can I say that on television? I guess not.
Now, all right, listen, I'm going to stop you right there. Is this some kind of a practical joke?
No.
Is this the Washington Post idea of a practical joke?
Is somebody over there... The Washington Post really gave you our number?
Sure.
Oh, my God. They don't punish us enough by writing bad stuff about it.
Well, come on. This has got to be a joke, right?
I don't know.
At this point, someone's going to come through the door now and say, "Don, I'm like, listen.
Here's our Christmas prank.
Happy holidays. Here's your bonus check. We got you."
Okay, this is a list of songs that President Clinton might find offensive if played maliciously. Now, by maliciously, I mean like every half hour.
All right, go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, the comedy stylings of Lean Gene. He's been slaying us with his great material.
Go for it, Lean Gene. Some more great gags.
Great A funny man.
Okay, you can't always get what you want. What's love got to do with it? Liar, lion eyes, you sexy thing, midnight confessions, call me.
Is that the end of the monologue?
That was the seven songs I thought up. There's probably more that I didn't think of.
All right, now, very nice. Who are you planning on telling these jokes to, Lean Gene?
Well, I tell them before a live audience.
Oh, my. Oh,
really?
My God. Is that a good idea? No one's hurt you for that?
Nobody's hurt me?
Yeah, I mean, like, thrown something or anything like that?
Oh, no, no.
Really? What do you do, like, go to open mic nights or something like that?
From time to time, I also do book shows.
Book shows?
Book shows.
Or do people throw books at you?
No, they don't.
You don't have a book, do you?
No.
And do you have any other way of supporting yourself?
Yes, I do extra work.
You do extra work. There you go.
Oh, you mean out in California?
Yeah. Out in California.
Oh, okay. I think you got a long career as an extra.
All right, well, listen, I'll give you my expert opinion, because I've been in the radio business 25 years, and I consider myself to be a pretty funny guy. Let me think about the material you gave me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You blow. You blow big time. You blow dead bear. You got to tweak it up a little bit, Gene. You're the worst. Tweak it up significantly.
You're the worst. Your material is no good. Your delivery is no good.
But I have optimism for him as an extra. I think you'll have many days sitting on like a studio lot reading a book.
You're awful.
Has anyone ever told you that?
No.
We're the first?
Oh, come on. Then people have been lying to you, man. Tell me this. When you go out and tell these lame jokes, and when you go, like, on the other radio show that you mentioned, do they laugh? They're not patronizing?
They loved it.
They're not patronizing you. They really laugh.
Yes.
And the material you just gave us is similar to what you did on the other show?
The material, now, the list of President Clinton songs, that's brand new, but the other monologue I did at the Laugh Factory.
Now,
I don't mind the Laugh Factory.
The Laugh Factory now.
In front of a real audience,
been recalled.
A real audience.
Now, when you go on this other show, be honest with me. Now, are they laughing at you? Or are they laughing with you?
They're laughing with me.
They're laughing with you and they're laughing at your material?
That's correct, sir.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, you know, you can't explain certain things in this world.
Well, I stand by my first assessment. Always go with your gut instinct. You blow big time, you blow dead bear. As far as I'm concerned, your next gig should be at the fart factory.
But that's positive criticism because now there's nowhere to go but up.
Okay, thank you for your opinion.
And do us a favor. Call that guy at the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Call him every day like you've called us.
Do you have his home number?
No, I don't.
Could we secure that for this guy, perhaps?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes, we can get the home number. Perhaps you can call him over the holidays.
And, you know, because you've enjoyed a good chunk of time on our show. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to while you have the opportunity?
Well, let me say hi to my cousin in Maryland.
Uh-huh. They still speak to you?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
All right, hold on a second. I got some feedback. I got a guy who heard you on that other show.
Oh.
Hold on a second. Hello, is this Stuart?
Hello.
There's a guy calling us from California. Hey, Stuart.
Yep.
Hi.
I heard this loser on that other show he talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, they just pulled that other show from the market up here in Northern California.
Yeah, okay. Well, come on. Get to the point, though.
Well, they probably pulled it because they liked that. They liked it. They kept him on all the time.
All right, so Lean Jean's being square with us. He's telling us the truth.
He's been on the show.
I think that says something about Lean Jean and also says something about Mark and Brian.
It takes all kinds, Don.
Tell me if I'm wrong. They were probably howling like hyenas at his material, right?
Constantly.
Sure.
Constantly.
There you go. He's so goddamn funny.
That's great. Well, I hope they have him back. I really hope they have him back.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Lean Jean.
Lean Jean, it's been a little slice of heaven.
Thank you.
Really, not to be like at a point. But one last thing. You're telling me we're the first people that's ever told you you suck? We're the first people that have ever told you that material's awful, your delivery is awful, you're pathetic, you suck, you stink, you're bad, you're not funny. Your jokes are stale, your jokes are old, tired, it's a worn-out subject, your delivery is awful, you're pathetic, you don't enunciate the words correctly, you breathe too heavily, you're annoying. No one's ever told you these things?
No, sir.
Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard of first.
All right.
But remember, something to work on.
There you go.
And that's what you should do during the holidays.
Live your life to prove us wrong, Lean Jean.
And hey, Lean Jean?
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed the snappy comebacks during this, too. Yeah.
You've demonstrated your quick wit.
Jeez.
We'll catch your next appearance on the Mark and Brian Show. Be sure you tell that producer, Frank Murphy, that we said good booking. he's the chap who's booked you, isn't he?
Yes, he did.
Right, yeah. Well, he's an astute judge of talent.
He certainly is. And our best to Frank over at the Washington Post, too. The two Franks.
Both of them out to half us.
And we've been enjoying this opportunity to be frank with you.
All right, now, goodbye. Goodbye, Gene.
Bye, Gene.
Adios.
Adios. Christ.
Jeez. Is that guy the worst ever?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, he's awful, man.
I thought he'd defend himself a little bit, but he's sitting there silent.
I thought it would be one of those campy, so bad, it's good things.
No,
it's just bad.
No. I'm trying not to feel sorry for him.
Oh, no, don't feel sorry for him.
He's sitting there, you know, you're telling him that, and it's the truth, and all I hear on the other, I'm waiting for, well, wait a minute, and all I hear on the other side is...
I don't doubt he kills on Mark and Brian. He's been rebooked on that show. I don't doubt that.
I just want my season pass to the Laugh Factory.
Hello?
Yeah, Mark and Brian sucks.
All right, well, thanks. We knew that already. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
Hi there.
Hey, have you guys heard that Larry Flint bought the rights to the pictures to the Laura Schlesinger and is going to publish them in Hustler?
Oh, good for him.
He's always thinking that, Larry Flint. He really is. He's always trying. People are dying to be entertained.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, I got an idea. Of course, I'm not an idea man. Put out a double album of this guy and Dennis Murphy. You might sell a lot more stuff.
So, I want to tell you something.
Sure.
Compared to that guy,
timing-wise,
Dennis Murphy is Jerry Seinfeld compared to that guy.
He's amazing.
I mean, I swear to God. I swear to God, Dennis Murphy is like the funniest. Dennis Murphy is Chris Rock compared to Lean Jean. Okay?
Yeah.
That is an embarrassment to Dennis Murphy to put him in that category.
Pretty astounding. And, you know, even with that voice, you would think that would have carried him over. You know,
no.
You would have saw the, let me tell you. And I'm sitting there thinking, I chuckled at the voice, but then
right.
The material weighted it down.
Call me.
I can't get no satisfaction.
The best comedian in town.
All right, hello, Donna Mike Show.
How are you? Hello, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
I got to, you know, talk about bad comedians. You know, did you log much time with Drew Carey Show on What's My Line or on that thing that was on last night?
Whose line is it anyway? And I'll tell you why I don't watch that show, because that's false advertising, because they make it out like the comedians on there are very spontaneous and they come up with these wacky bits in 23 minutes and you think, God damn, those are funny comedians. Do you know that for each episode, they tape 3 hours worth of material and they take the best of 3 hours and pack it into 23 minutes. So what you're seeing is not actually as spontaneous as it appears to be.
And I don't think the show works with Drew Carey. I like that British guy better. I like the guy. The way they did it in Britain was just a lot better. It was a lot better.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's funny because he sits there and laughs just like the audience. But my God, I sit there and look at the last bit, and I dread it because he has to participate in that badass. Doesn't even know how to do anything comedic, you know?
Well, no, I would disagree. It's comedic. And I think Drew Carey's very funny on his show. I just don't like him on that one. The Drew Carey show is an excellent show, but you know, I always watch that kind of cynically because I know that what I'm seeing is not, you know, the great thing about being spontaneous and doing a show that supposedly is live where you just have comedians coming at it and doing it off the top of their heads, it's just that.
Yeah, absolutely, and it works. It really does, and it's fun to watch. And if you know it's live and you know it's all happening, that's the excitement factor.
But, you know, it kind of takes something away when you know that they've done stuff for 3 hours and they got 2.5 hours that suck, and what they really got is 23 minutes that are funny.
And they've got time to edit it down and, you know, get the reaction shots, which they seem to sweeten it a little bit. Oh, God.
Squeeze in the laugh.
But I think you should look forward to seeing Lean Gene on that show real soon.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to talk to Donna Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hello. was it just me, or did that guy sound like Groupie the Dog?
Oh, you mean the guy? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, right. A little bit.
Well, he sounded like Pussy Man.
Pussy Man. Hey, Pussy Man.
Hello, I've got to list this song that the president won't like. I hope he won't get mad at me.
And your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame, please destroy my phone number. I'm kind of serious about this, you know. I can take it, but I can also dish it out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WTFK and file a complaint against you. You don't want that for a Christmas present, right? Have a nice day, Turkey.
Broadcasting a mere 8 feet from Buzz Burbank's ultra-sensitive nipples, John Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All these calls are still contact players. Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, Donna Mike. Looking for the Dallas caller for the Super Bowl.
Pay attention,
please. Live in the now, sir.
Yes?
You know, sometimes you can focus on what this show gives you, and every day it gives you wonderful prizes, but you can focus on it so much that you can't enjoy the content, which is also wonderful. It's the best in town.
No, listen, we already had our winner.
Okay, I got you.
I guess it's my mistake for thinking that the audience realizes that the contest by this time is probably over.
Well, I don't think that's a mistake. I think you gave it a good 2 minutes worth, and, you know, people are still hanging on.
Hello?
Hello?
Donna Mike?
Yes?
Yes?
Yes, what can we do for you?
Am I caller 100?
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, come on.
Try to keep up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pay attention, baby.
Well, you're supposed to turn your radio off, and I didn't want you to have to tell me to turn my radio off.
She has a point.
So
all right.
Radio has been off, and my husband and I are watching our brand new computer.
What are you watching on your brand new computer?
The DVD sample.
Oh, I was going to say, if you're just watching the computer, you might want to turn it on.
No.
Look at that. Look at that plastic.
No.
Look at that screensaver, huh? Best screensaver in town. That's some kind of screensaver. I'm telling you right now, it's got all them buttons. Best buttons in town. It's my own screensaver. There's Cal. Hi, Cal. Look at that. Right on there. I've got my computer. I painted it in the old colors, black and orange, for the best looking computer in town.
No, it's mountain biking in Utah.
It's what?
Mountain biking in Utah.
Hey, mountain biking. Who wants to do that when you can have a natty bow and enjoy a big plate of bread? Go down to Little Italy, huh? Little Italy, right down by the Inner Harbor. Go to the aquarium and then have some fun in town.
All right, thank you. No, we got our winner already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
All right. goodbye.
Rob loves the old stuff.
Hello. Not on my show.
He thinks it's the most fun town. That's bit in town. That's the Crabs, Natty Bay, Orioles. Those totes that Roberters, they ripped us off and took the team right out of town.
Big TV guide.
Biggest TV guide in town.
Hello, Baltimore.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Welcome back, guys.
Hi, thank you.
I wanted to compliment you on the, you were rerunning the Ray Romano interview last, I think it was the day before you guys came back.
On the best of, yes.
Yes, and that was hysterical. I honestly thought it was Ray. I had not heard that show.
Oh, you mean the bit where Mike was Ray and Raymond's brother?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was the real one that we did because we really interviewed Ray Romano out in Los Angeles.
Okay, now this was when Mike was doing both voices.
No, that's great. That's a good bit. Everybody
that was an, that was an excellent bit.
That's the best bit in town, Mike. Still much fun. Ray and his brother. Ray and his brother, Rob.
For a long time.
Best two boys in town.
Deadly bit, you know. Robert was answering Ray's question accidentally.
Robert talks to Ray. Ray talks to Robert. Fun, fun, fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, when's Dennis Murphy going to call in? I haven't heard him yet this year.
I do have news for you about Dennis Murphy. You know, and when you said that to me during, I think I asked the same question during the commercial break. And,
yeah.
And you said that, and I had a real mixed emotion about it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether that bodes well for Dennis in 99. I'm not sure.
All right, here's the news about Dennis P. Murphy.
Very good.
Our number one fan. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Our station in Sacramento, KHTK, mm-hmm. has inquired as to whether Dennis would be available to go out there mm-hmm. to do a live broadcast on Valentine's Day to go skydiving on the air.
Dennis, on Valentine's Day, jumping out of a plane.
That would be
skydiving.
Fantastic.
I mean, they also want him to do something like take listeners on a ski trip to Northern California, but they mainly want him to jump out of an airplane.
He's a big skier, I know.
Live on the air. Hey, there's a guy who could beat the ski race. It'd be Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the news. We haven't heard yet from Dennis in this year of 1999.
Oh, yeah?
The last year of our existence before the Armageddon.
Dennis Murphy.
I'm sure that now that he knows that there is some interest out there from KHTK in Sacramento.
Yeah, is there something, another thing that he can take from the show, he will be probably making himself available very quickly.
As the year of Murphy recycles and starts all over again.
Yes, new features with Dennis Murphy for the year.
And that wasn't us saying, hey, listen, let's send Dennis out there.
Right.
As KHTK called up and said, hey, we've got an idea for a promotion. We could sell this.
Oh, it's great.
How about if Dennis Murphy comes and skydives?
Dennis's new adventure. And every year, I guess, it just when we get tired of Dennis, it seems like a new adventure pops up for him.
He's back.
The decade
also,
of Murphy.
Also, when are you guys coming back to Lafayette, Louisiana? I'll just hang up and listen because it makes it taste good.
He was very proud of that.
Oh, when are we physically coming back? You're not allowed to ask us that, right?
I heard a rumor that Rosie O'Donnell kicked Dennis out of the Chubb Club, though.
He doesn't get one. I love Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling from Sacramento, and I'm just saying, bring him on. We're ready for him.
Oh, Murphy?
Bring Dennis on.
Boy, it sounds like you and your friends are going to wait for him at the airport and beat him up.
Probably.
I'd be too bad if that happened.
Hello, Don. Mike.
He gets off the plane. He's all excited.
Hello.
Well, what are you doing?
Hello.
Stop it.
Don.
Yes, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Don.
Buddy.
What are you doing, Don?
Buddy. Hey, don't forget. The big clock says, Boomo Seltzer. Downtown Baltimore, honey. And a nice big Boomo.
When you go to the Ames games, they sell them pistachios.
Pistachios. That's what I call them. Selling a whole bunch of pistachios. Right up next to Boobs Barbecue.
They sell pistachios for like $3 a bag.
Oh, they're the best pistachios in town.
They're the best pistachios in town.
You know what my favorite cereal is?
What's that?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Cheerios are the best cereal in town.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to know what the H stands for in Jesus H. Christ. And in Baltimore, it's not Little Italy, it's Little Italy.
Italy, that's right.
I think didn't we cover this H in Jesus H. Christ
before Christmas?
Before Christmas,
that's
right?
Conversation, that's right.
I think it stands for homo.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm just remembering that story that buzzed on the news about the homo Jesus.
The play, right? There was a play?
Yeah, a play in New York City.
A couple of plays now.
Oh, no, you're not going to start that again, are you?
No. Hello?
I can't hear New York City anymore and not think of Rob.
Comes
on a commercial and I hear New York City, I just picture Rob in the background and it's going, New York City!
I understand that the gay Jesus
is mm-hmm.
a big fan of the gay Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah. With the Germans.
Yeah. You know, yesterday when Buzz was doing the news, you know, one of the things I do admire about you, Buzz, I'll give you a compliment right here.
What's that?
Is you are able to focus.
I try.
You are reading a story.
Right.
About, like, Clinton being impeached or something.
Whatever.
And me and Mike, we're doing our own separate thing over here.
Right. And he perseveres. He keeps going. And he will get it. He will get, not only will he get the story in, but he will go back and get the story perfectly in its entirety.
Buzz is over there trying to tell us a story about something important in the news.
Right.
But me and Mike were busting the gut thinking about a movie called Gay Planet of the Apes.
Right.
That way, and all of the gay apes mm-hmm. would be commandeered. They would be run
right.
by the Nazis from Hogan's Heroes, like General Burkhalter and Major Hofstadter.
And you were doing Hofstadter, and I was doing Burkhalter, and it was, you know, along the lines of,
we have to make sure all of the apes in the army are gay. Now, all apes stand in front of me and pull down your ape pants. That's a great idea, Major Hofstadter. I love this new planet, Gay Planet of the Apes. Male, male, female, female, male. All the males together, all the females together. That is the way we are organizing you on the Gay Planet of the Apes.
We don't know where it came from, but it was funny to us.
We started talking about Charlton Heston during a commercial.
And Roddy McDowell, right.
Roddy McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about if Roddy McDowell was gay or not.
Right.
And then we talked about Planet of the Apes. And then we started talking about
Gay Planet of the Apes. And then somehow Hogan's Heroes came into it.
As they always do.
They always work their way in there.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry. What did you want to say?
How you doing?
What?
What was that? I'm sorry, Mr. Pause. What is it?
Hello?
Yes.
I was calling to see if you got our Christmas gift.
What would that be, sir?
We shipped you a container of Gentleman's Relish.
We received about 5 containers of Gentleman's Relish, so if you're one of those people that sent us that from the Dean of DeLuca catalog, we thank you.
Was that what it was? Please tell me. Please, God, tell me that's what it was.
Yeah, it was an anchovy-based product.
Ah, yes. Right. A delicious anchovy paste that's great on toast.
Well, my wife likes it.
I bet she does. Okay, thank you. He's just loving it right now. They got it. They got the Gentleman's Relish.
Yeah, about 5 people sent us those containers. They're sitting up on the desk in the office if you want to take one home.
Has anyone at all sampled them?
Mm-hmm.
And
they're all
tried?
Sealed, hermetically sealed. Hello?
Don.
And Mike.
Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Really talking to Don and Mike? This is so cool. Say, I went home.
He just geeked because he was so excited to talk to us.
So excited to talk to you. I went home for Christmas to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And when I saw the movie Fargo,
yeah.
I watched it with my mouth wide open because people don't talk that way. Till I went home for Christmas and realized everybody does talk that way.
Yeah, we were in there. You know, when you visit that state, and we visited Minnesota a few years back, that's the way they talk there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else about Minnesota? Maybe the whole state of Minnesota, not just Minneapolis. Too damn friendly.
Yes.
Remember that?
To the point where we were annoyed by it. And, I mean, normally you don't get annoyed by people being just plain friendly, but they were just so out of the way being friendly.
Oh,
they
yeah.
smiled and, hi, where are you from? Yeah.
Yeah, you look like you're lost. Can we give you directions? It's like, go away.
Oh, yeah, nothing but the weather. They have to talk about the weather.
Welcome to the Twin Cities there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, look at that. Looks like the storm's moving in, eh?
Oh, hey, yeah. Look at that. We got a professional wrestler for our governor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My governor can beat up your governor. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks.
Yep.
Okay, see ya.
Take care.
Bye. I mean, that was a real friendly goodbye for a Minnesotan.
Hello? I think he was just visiting Minnesota.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Did I miss the explosive diarrhea CD yet?
Now, did you listen to yesterday's show?
Yes, I did. I need another, more diarrhea.
He's requesting, Don, commotion.
Please, hit me with the diarrhea, the one with the echo in the tub.
Is that the one you want to hear?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me give you a couple of different ones. Now, there's Slippery When Wet,
mm-hmm.
Airstrikes, Cute and Sassy from the Assy,
uh-huh.
Long and Distinguished, Commotion,
I'm thinking the long one.
Long and Distinguished?
We're talking
Brown cap'n diarrhea.
Okay, we don't need
underwear,
more detail.
Brown.
Okay, all right, well. Oh, hold on, that's the wrong cut. I'm sorry.
Commotion, I think people that are not fans of that humor actually come over to our side and actually enjoy that.
I'll play that one, then. By request, a long-distance dedication. It's the best one we've ever had.
It is. It truly is. It takes a lot. It builds.
Oh, God.
I feel like I'm in the airport already.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
It's
great.
Have you heard Super Nerd?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think he knows who won the last Super Bowl?
No.
All right, let's get the answer then. You'll win a prize if you're right. Who won the last Super Bowl?
No.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts?
No. You didn't know. The answer was no.
I didn't know.
Okay. All right, you win one prize. Hold on a second.
Ron, George Lucas in the greatest movies ever filmed?
Well, George Lucas is going to be, he's going to be heralded as one of the greatest filmmakers of all time. I mean, he already is, and now he's just solidifying his position as, he's like kind of the king of the best people ever.
He's the king of the best people ever.
Right. Okay, buddy.
Gotcha.
He's king of the best people ever.
He's our savior. He's the one writing what, basically is going to define our entire generation and the next generation to come. So I think George Lucas, he's making the movie he wants to make. He's doing what he wants. And that's just great.
Do you like the mysticism?
The mysticism?
See, there, you lost him on a computer Game Boy here.
Right.
Well, it's mysticism. I'm so immersed in it. There's really
a
lot of people. Right. There's people that don't get it, and then there,
I'm like people who don't get it.
He rolls a big snot ball back up his nose.
He's the king of the best people who ever lived.
Being with this many people that get the mysticism of it, and to us, it's not really much of a mystery. It's just it's a fact of life that it's great.
When's the last time you got laid, sir?
Okay.
Virgin.
You want to play? You on the phone from Greenville?
Yeah. I say, if we're not counting his Prince of the Lamp blow-up doll, he's never had it.
Okay, all right, then we're all agreed he's a virgin.
Well, let's see if he proves this wrong.
Last time he got laid.
What kind of question is that?
Hey!
Yeah,
virgin.
Carried in my goddamn sleeping bag.
Really? Was there anyone else there? No, I'm kidding, of course. Yesterday, George...
What did he say, Rob? Did he say last night?
Rewind it, Robbie. Hold on. Let's hear it all. Hold on.
Okay. It's not much of a mystery. It's just it's a fact of life that it's great.
When's the last time you got laid, sir?
What kind of question is that? Last night in my goddamn sleeping bag.
Really? Was there anyone else there? No, I'm kidding, of course.
Let's analyze this. Do you think he was telling you the truth?
Absolutely not.
I guarantee you he's a virgin.
There you go. All right. Rob was an eyewitness.
Total virgin. Okay, listen, you win prizes. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the show, then, at Greenville, WPEK.
That Star Wars fanatic should, quote, get a life. This was quoted in the New York Post. Do you plan to?
I have a life. This is merely a subsection of my life.
Here we get another parallel universe.
Is George Lucas God?
Possibly. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's two roles. Possibly God, but also king of the best people who ever lived.
Very well. He could be.
Could be.
Well, you figure, all right, God, you got this old Bible thing that some people like, right?
I subscribe to this Bible thing.
You figure that God probably wrote it. He's like, I'm going to make this book about him. I'm the biggest, fan.
Actually, the books of the Bible were written by the prophets, Moses, Mark, John.
I figure, George Lucas could be God. Okay. He could be. He's got all these followers, so it would work. Too much.
Very good. And finally, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is personal hygiene to you?
Personal hygiene is a very high priority for me. I mean, I'm in line. I've been brushing my teeth, showering.
Teeth?
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
CBS.
Yeah, McDonald's. They let us go in there, and... yeah, it's a high priority. I mean, just because I'm lining up for Star Wars doesn't mean, you know, I'm not styling.
So just give it a 10.
Sure.
Very, very important.
I thank you for your time.
Say give it a 10, Rob.
Give it a 10.
That's fine. Rotten tape.
All right. There we have it. I wish we had more time. You know, today we have too much stuff to get to.
Right.
Because I really could just sit and listen to these nerds all day long.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. The bar answer is the funniest thing in the world.
The city and the planet where the cantina that Luke and Obi-Wan met Han Solo.
Oh, Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Right. You'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140 Show.
So in this big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK, I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So
are they going to do it on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you, and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter?
Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, God damn it, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to... We should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not. So that's why we got a little cut off.
Sorry.
Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I just had this wild thought that you can be on the radio. There is a requisite involved. You have to be Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Never called us back from Fox News Channel. I think we were on that show that one time on the telephone.
Now he just took a trip to Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
I got that in my brain now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you see Janine Garofalo on the Kilborn show last night?
No, I hate Craig Kilborn now.
Let me tell you something, man, and I would have quite, not quite as bad, but almost as bad, waiting up to see Janine Garofalo on the Craig Kilborn show as waiting in those lines a little bit.
You know, I used to be a big fan of Craig Kilborn when he was on the Comedy Channel.
Right.
That show he's on now just blows, man. That guy's got way too much attitude.
Yeah, and it shows, you know, that they might have had some good writers on the old show.
Writers, Comedy Central show.
Comedy Central, because, he is horrible.
And he was the guy that they had last night in between, like, the Kevin James show and in between the Raymond show.
Right.
He was the guy in between who was pitching his show and saying, hey, coming up next, it's Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, I mean, you're putting up against Conan O'Brien, and it's just not a comparison.